You know, when the globalists start saying that farming is bad for the planet, that farming is destroying the ecosystem, well, that's when you know you've reached the end game, final stage of globalist depopulation and extermination of humanity. And you've probably noticed that farmers are rising up in protest in Germany and France and the Netherlands, and we're seeing food industry sabotage in the United States. For example, a giant chicken farm just caught on fire and burned up in Texas recently. And of course, over the last 2+ years, we've had maybe 200 different food infrastructure facilities catch on fire or burn down or close down from damage. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on, that it's a global war on food. Now, given that human beings need to eat food, unless you're some kind of, I don't know, new age yogi who can live off of sunlight or something, the rest of us need to eat food. And if you have no food, you have no people, and that's the plan. See, no farms, no food, no humans. It's the war on carbon, because food is made of carbon and human beings are made of carbon. So the war on farms is a war on humans, a war on carbon, and this is where we are. Now, the weaponization of the food supply and also food inflation is designed to make large masses of people more easily controllable. Whereas it's difficult to control people's speech because people want to speak out, obviously, it's very easy to control people when they're starving and desperate and willing to do anything that they're ordered to do in order to get another meal. So that's where this is coming from. Weaponizing food to turn the once free masses into obedient masses. Because for most people, when they're starving, there's nothing they won't do in order to get another meal, including giving up their rights and freedoms. So you know how this is going to go. It will be an assault on farms and food infrastructure, food supply lines. And then they'll say, well, don't worry, FEMA will have, you know, camps for you. I mean, it's like a camping experience. And of course, in order to get the food from FEMA, you have to be vaccinated, fully vaccinated, not just a little bit vaccinated, fully vaccinated with whatever they're coming up with next, whatever new boosters and new shots and new diseases, and new bioweapons. You got to have them all. And if you don't have them, hey, guess what? They'll be happy to give them to you right there at the FEMA camp. They'll have like a vaccine center ready to go. And then if there's civil unrest or we're in World War III, there will likely be another requirement, which is you have to give up your gun. You actually have to bring a gun, turn in a gun to get a meal. And so a lot of desperate people will just start turning in guns. Some people turn them in for $50 in these city gun buyback programs. They'll take an old revolver that might be worth $5,000. They'll sell it to the city for $50. And then, of course, what happens is one of the police officers in the city armory is like, this thing's worth a fortune, and they take it, you know? And then they sell it on the black market sometimes. That happens all the time. So the gun buyback programs are a joke. It's just a way to disarm honest citizens, sadly. And then, of course, the food that you're getting in these FEMA camps or food banks that are sponsored by the government, it's the worst possible food you can imagine. Of course, it's not organic. It's laced with GMOs and glyphosate herbicide, no doubt, all kinds of pesticides, and maybe plasticizer chemicals and things like that. It's heavily processed and nutrient depleted, designed to keep you in a state of nutrient starvation, even though your belly might be full with just carbohydrates and partially hydrogenated soybean oil or whatever garbage they're feeding you today. And yeah, it's going to be seed oils, it's going to be textured vegetable protein, it's going to be sugar, salt, and MSG. And that's what they're going to feed you. And that's designed to keep you dumbed down and docile, because a real warrior, or a real American, a real independent person, is powered in part by real nutrition. I mean, that's one of the reasons that people like me and you are so effective, is because we have good nutrition. It powers our brains, powers our hearts, gives us courage. Really, the food you eat has a huge impact on how strong of a person that you can be throughout every activity in your life, not just sports, but also in terms of, you know, pursuing projects, getting things done, standing up for what's right, things like that. So they're going to be giving people the kind of food that is not just prison food, but food to keep people imprisoned in an authoritarian society. Again, food just to keep you barely alive, but not enough nutrition to think for yourself or get anything done that really matters. So of course, growing your own food is an incredible act of resistance. Practicing good nutrition is an act of resistance. And one day they'll probably try to outlaw all that. They'll outlaw home gardening and non-GMO seeds. There have been efforts to try to do that already in certain areas, certain cities and towns and neighborhoods with the HOAs and so on. It's already illegal to grow food typically in your front yard and sometimes in your backyard as well. You have to get permission to have a garden and it has to look a certain way. And you're limited on which plants you can grow and you can't put an orchard in there. I mean, it's crazy. But that's only going to get worse. So the key solution in this is, of course, number one, make sure you own your own land free and clear, land where you can grow something. And maybe you want to augment that with a little greenhouse or something, or maybe you're in an area that's great for growing food, but you're going to need water, some rainwater and some other water, most likely. And of course, you're going to need non-GMO seeds so you can save seeds generation after generation. That's critical. And you want to have the skills and the equipment in order to be able to grow food in a way that is sustainable and reproducible and generates more calories than what you put into the food, obviously. So don't forget the high-end steel shovels, not the garbage that they sell at Walmart or Home Depot or whatever. You got to get some good quality shovels that will last a lifetime or maybe close to that. And don't forget your seeds. Of course, we sell those at healthrangerstore.com. We have ARK seed kits available there now. That's ARK. Just go to healthrangerstore.com, search for seed kits. Make sure you've got your seed supply. And even if you never plant the seeds, it's like money in the bank because seeds are great barter items. Now, especially in a collapse, who doesn't want seeds to grow food? And then make sure you've got compost going. It's always good to make good soil and have good microbiology. Soil is the key. I call that black gold, you know, compost. Make sure you've got good minerals to put into your compost and make sure you have good sources of water. Now then, what about the knowledge? What do you do in a collapse? How do you learn things or what do you do for resources for learning how to grow food or how to deal with pests or how to deal with drought or what have you? Well, this is where our language model comes in. You know, we are putting out free of charge, end of March, a large language model. It's an AI project, artificial intelligence, LLM, that is specifically trained on herbs and food nutrition, natural medicine, off-grid medicine, permaculture, organic food production, food preservation, food extraction techniques or medicinal extraction. We are training this model on, I'm certain, the largest collection of content on these subjects that has ever been assembled. I don't think anybody is close to what we're doing on this. And so our model will be extremely knowledgeable, and we're currently calling it Neo, by the way. And you can see a demonstration of Neo right now on naturalnews.com. I'm having it write some summaries of my podcast. So it's Neo is listening to my podcast and is writing a story based on the podcast. And just go to naturalnews.com. You can see an example of that. But you can also ask Neo to teach you things. You can ask Neo. And again, you'll be able to run this on your own local computer. Download it for free. Run it on your Mac. Run it on your Windows system. Run it on your Linux system. You'll be able to ask it questions like, not just what do I need to get started with gardening, but really specific questions. For example, create a 10-step bullet point program for the proper way to plant and grow and harvest potatoes in a way that maximizes crop yield. And it will do that. It will write it for you. It'll write a whole series of steps. It can write courses, it can create outlines, it can do summaries, it can be a mentor, a teacher. And you can even ask it questions like, hey, what nutrients are in rosemary herbs and what's the best extraction technique to get the nutrients out of rosemary, for example? And it will give you answers, mostly good answers. And you'll be able to use this offline. This is one of the keys, is you don't need an internet connection to use this tool. Sure, you need a connection to download it, but after that, you can run it locally. So if the internet goes down, if we're in a war or we're in a collapse and you have no connection to the net, you can use this tool as your mentor. Consider it kind of like your prepping mentor. You could ask it anything like, what's the best way to build a shelter out of a tarp? Or how do I sharpen knives if I don't have a knife sharpener? You know, things like that. Or what's the best way to stitch up like a cut or a hole in a piece of clothing? Or how do I repair shoes? I mean, all kinds of prepping things. How do I create biodiesel? You know, you'll be able to ask all these questions that'll give you answers. Again, mostly good answers, not 100%, but pretty good answers. And you'll even be able to ask it, like, how do I disassemble a Glock? Give me the answer in 10 steps. And it will walk you through how to disassemble a Glock. And now the first version of this model that we release at the end of March is just version 1, and it will be improved over time. We've already collected so much material that it's going to take us all of 2024 to do all the model training that we want to do. Even though we've invested a lot of money in hardware systems and, you know, GPUs and so on in order to do the training of these models, it's still going to take, all year. Well, in other words, we'll have better models every month. I think we'll release one every month. So there'll be version 1 of Neo and then version, 1.1 and 1.2 and so on. And with each version, it will expand its knowledge base considerably. So if you want to know how you're going to survive the induced famine and the globalist depopulation mass starvation plan that's being engineered, this is part of the answer. I mean, yes, you need seeds. Yes, you need soil. Yes, you need garden tools. You need some know-how, but you need a mentor. You need something that's better than a book. You need something that's like a collection of 1,000 books, something where you can ask any question you want. That's what this is. Because it's trained on thousands of books, by the way. Books on agriculture, permaculture, organics, everything that you need for this topic area. And it'll also know a lot of things about emergency medicine, too. So we'll keep expanding the areas of knowledge. More prepping, more survival, more food production, more off-grid living, solar generation, things like that, water capture, rainwater. Emergency first aid, emergency sanitizing solutions, and all kinds of things like, how do I make soap? You know, what do I do with wood ash? Well, guess what? It'll be able to answer those questions. So get ready for that. And the way you can stay informed about this is just get on the naturalnews.com email list and you can sign up. It's free. Just go to naturalnews.com, click on the email list, top right, enter your email address, sign up, and we will keep you posted. And of course, you can just keep listening to these podcasts. I'll announce it here on brighttown.com. I'll announce it in articles and so on. And I can't wait for you to be able to play with this tool and see what it can do for you. So it's your support that helps us do this. We take your generosity, the resources that you've given us by being customers of ours at healthrangerstore.com. And we reinvest those resources into systems like this that can empower you and help you survive what's coming. So I put profits to work doing what our mission demands, which is the ongoing advancement and uplifting of human knowledge and human freedom. And food is a critical part of that, because if you don't have a food supply, you can't be free. If you don't have your own food, you can't really be effective at helping freedom prevail, let's say. If you're starving to death, you're useless. So get on top of the food situation. It's early February. 2024. In the Northern Hemisphere, spring is beginning in some areas, just about to begin in others. So get your seed kits at healthrangerstore.com. Get your garden tools, get ready. And then get ready to download the NEO language model at the end of March, which will help you grow food and produce food and store food, all kinds of things. So thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. We've got Tina from the Satellite Phone Store in studio with us today here in Texas. Welcome, Tina. Great to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too, Mike, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay.
Well, so you're, I mean, people love you and your company and what you offer, and it's been life-saving. There was a case in the fires on Maui where someone used your satellite phone product to reach, I don't know, make 1,000 calls, or what was the deal with that?
Yeah, so one of our customers had a phone, and no one else around him had a satellite phone, so he was able to help and direct approximately 14,000 people with just one satellite phone. So
wow.
It's amazing, and this is the reason why you got to have one of these, because this happened here in the United States of America,
yeah.
Where, you know, as you know, 5% of the island was on fires, but 95% of the island had no cell service.
It can happen so fast.
It could happen anywhere. I mean, here with, even with the weather, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, anything, or you know, government shutdown, or just about anything, you need to have a satellite phone because that will work.
Now, in fact, let me give out your website, sat123.com, and we really appreciate your support of this network and this platform. I think I'm mentioning your company all the time because you have such great solutions. One of those is this. This is called the Bivy Stick. This is a two-way satellite text messaging device. I actually show the close-up. There it is, on the right-hand side there. That's the Bivy Stick. Two-way satellite text messaging from anywhere on the planet, and you offer these with a service plan.
Right. So you could just use your smartphone. You can put your phone on like airplane mode if you're in the middle of nowhere and you need coverage. As you know, my cell phones work on 7% of the Earth. This will work from 100% of the Earth. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet. You'll be able to pull out your smartphone and you'll be able to send and receive text messages from anyone on Earth.
That's amazing.
You just put your phone on airplane mode and start texting. So if you have a boat, or if you're a hiker, camper, or just want to have one for emergencies,
or a soldier. I mean, you know, you've supplied these to some of the folks that are helping to protect the border in Texas.
That's right. Yeah.
And they use these every day.
Yeah. Michael Yon uses this.
Yeah. When he goes down to Panama, he's using it.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. Yep. By the way, thank you for your donations to the groups that are really working to help protect America.
Yeah,
I mean, your company has made a huge difference. One of the guys that I know who operates in Texas, you know, I had him in studio in shadow. We couldn't show his face. But he said that your equipment, your satellite phones, and the Bivy Sticks worked better than what the government gave them to use.
Yeah. I mean, this product, it works, again, from anywhere on Earth. And you don't even have to stand outside because you can walk away within 10 feet. So you can put that by a window.
Yes.
Or on the outside, and then, you know, so if there's a bad storm, or, you know, if something is happening, you can still use and send out text messages to friends and family inside. You just need to be within 10 feet away.
I've done that myself. I don't travel without this. In fact, this one's from my car. I always carry it with me. Now, you've got, I understand, some specials to share with our audience, some short-term discounts.
I do. And I also want to mention that this, you also get Galileo, which is Galileo, is private messaging from the influencers. Like Mike, you sent messages through the Bivy Sticks to the followers that you have on Galileo.
Like emergency messages,
emergency messages. So those are really nice to have too.
And Steve Quayle sends, and
Steve Quayle,
Doug Hagman, and so on.
Yeah. There's I think about 40 influencers that send messages. So.
And let me just add. You know, I haven't sent a lot of messages, but as things deteriorate in society, I'll be using that more and more, especially as systems start to break down out there, like electricity or food distribution or banking or whatever. I'm going to be hammering people with intel messages
okay.
that they can receive on this.
Right. And that's $65.99 a month. And that includes unlimited texting. So you can send and receive unlimited texting. And it also includes the private messaging that you get from the influencers as well.
Perfect. Okay.
And those are uncensored.
And what about the phones? You have the Inmarsat and the Iridium. Are both of those available right now?
They are. So all of the three products that you see are going to be free. The iSat is $85.99 a month. Now, the iSat works on about 90% of the Earth. It will not work on the poles, the South Pole.
Okay, that's the one in the center there.
That's the one in the center, yeah. But it will work in the whole Earth except for the poles. So if you're not going to go to Antarctica or, you know, down far south, then that will work for you. Where the Iridium is 100% global coverage.
So that's the one that Santa Claus uses then?
That's the one that Santa Claus
North
uses,
Pole?
Yeah.
Is he in the North Pole or the South Pole? I forget.
Yeah, I forget.
I think he's in the North Pole.
Yeah, we're both during the summer.
So Santa's elves are using the Iridium phone also to communicate with the boss.
Right. So the Bivy Stick uses Iridium network. So you've got 66 satellites that uses. They're low orbit satellites, so that's how they're able to cover the whole globe.
Yes.
So the Iridium phone, the one that's standing, uses the Iridium network. And then the Inmarsat, they have three geostationary satellites, and they're right around the equator. So that's the reason why if you go far into the poles away from the equator, you will not get reception.
I see.
But everywhere else on Earth, it will cover.
Okay, that's great. And what do you have? What's the cost of the Iridium?
So the cost of the Iridium, they're about $1,300. We are giving them away for free. You do need to sign up for $95.95 a month. And it's 24-month agreement, and then you own the Iridium phone. After the 24 months are up, then you just month to month. And you can also change your plan if you choose to.
And the minutes roll over, right?
The minutes roll month over, month. Yeah.
So you can save them up for the next emergency or whatever happens.
Yeah. And I think that's what happened with the fellow that was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He had a boatload of minutes. And so his bill was still the same using all those minutes. And it wasn't just him. We noticed that there were thousands and thousands of minutes being used during the fires in Hawaii from all of our customers that did have the satellite phone. And we did receive a lot of emails that was a lifesaver during the time that they needed it most. Some people said they've had it for 7 years and they've never used it. And that one time it was worth the effort.
Right.
Yeah. Because it was a lifesaver. They were able to call and locate their families and connect with their families when the kids were at school and the moms were at work and they found ways and they had the satellite communication where they can go and, you know, find their kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it worthwhile. Okay. So the website is SAT123.com. That's the satellite phone store. And given sort of where things are headed right now, there's a lot of talk about, you know, secession or civil war or world war, things like that. A lot of people are fleeing different areas of the world right now. For example, I mean, many Israelis have left Israel because of what's happening there. A lot of them in northern Israel had to leave by order of the government, for example. Many people in America are leaving, you know, violent cities because of the uncontrolled crime and the defunding of police and so on. We have the open border situation. You know, there's chaos in Europe as protests, farmers protesting. I mean, people need to be able to stay in touch, even on the road, even when mobile. And I don't remember a time in my life when the situation was as chaotic as we're seeing right now. What are your thoughts?
Right. Yeah. And I agree with you. You know, when you have a satellite phone, a lot of people say, well, who am I going to call? If I have a satellite phone and my loved one doesn't have a satellite phone or kids, you know, or family, well, so far what we've seen, Mike, in emergencies, like with hurricanes and everything, you can call any cell phone.
Yes.
So, but if the whole world's grid went down, both people or, you know, friends and family. Yeah.
But normally people are using a satellite phone to call somebody else on a regular mobile phone in some other area.
Right.
Where the cell towers are working.
Right.
Or a landline.
Yeah.
They can call a landline.
Yeah. And the other, I think there's a movie out right now, the other question that's coming up a lot, where they went to use a satellite phone and it didn't work. I think it's on, have you heard of the movie? It's The End of the World. I haven't seen it, But we are getting a lot of questions.
Oh yeah, that new Netflix movie.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
All I want to say is that the last thing on Earth that would ever go down in communication, it is going to be the satellite phones. You literally would have to take down the satellites to have the satellites not work, and that would be the last thing, I think, in communication that would actually go down. So these are
The U.S. government uses the networks. The senators, the Pentagon uses the Iridium network. I mean, it's, I would argue largely it's up there for military use.
Right.
And then the
right.
civilian use is kind of a afterthought.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty much created for the military, right?
Yeah.
Iridium was bought out so that they can keep the military communications going by Iridium years ago. And that's initially that's what it was. But yeah. recently, you know, it has become available for an average, you know, consumer like me. I want to satellite phone to have with me because you never know. And I want my son and, you know, my husband, we all have my sisters. We all have a satellite communication. If something happened, we want to be able to communicate with each other to make sure that we're all okay.
Absolutely.
We also have, we have communication drill twice a year on the 1st of January and on June 1st. We all get together and everybody takes out their satellite equipments and we all call each other. To make sure that everybody knows how to use their communication. Because the last thing you need, like if the grid went down and you're like, oh, how do I call my wife? Or what's my wife's number? Or, you know, husband or whatever. So we do encourage everyone, if you do have, if your family, you and your family have satellite communication, to make sure that everybody knows how to use them.
That's a really good point. Because there are also different ways to dial, like to dial a satellite phone. You enter a different prefix versus dialing somebody's cell phone, and you need to know country codes if you're calling, obviously, somebody in another country.
Right.
But what I love what you've done with the satellite phone store, you really innovated making it affordable, because a lot of people can't shell out like $1,300 up front and then service fees on top of that. But you made it to where it's just one monthly fee that's under $100. You eventually own the phone itself as you fulfill the number of months required. And then, but you get minutes every month too, and the minutes roll over and you can save them up. I mean, nobody else that I know of did that.
Yeah.
I mean, you really revolutionized the satellite phone industry.
Yeah. Yeah, no one else does that. Everywhere else, if you want to go and get that Iridium phone, it's going to be approximately $1,500 with tax and everything. And then plus,
wow,
you have to pay another $1,000 for the service for 1 year, where, you know, we've made it simple. For the Inmarsat phone, which is pretty much 90% of the people can go with the Inmarsat phone if you don't live in the poles, that's only $85 a month.
Yeah.
And that's only a 15-month agreement, because that's kind of like where the break-even point for us is. So we're kind of like trying to set it up so that we don't also lose money.
Right.
But that's the break-even point. But majority of the people, once they get one, they don't want to be without one anymore. So our customers tend to stay with the service for many, many years. So,
well, that's great. I hear a lot of positive feedback from our audience that it helps them feel safer when they're traveling. You know, people take it with them in their carry-on baggage on airplanes in case there's a problem somewhere, especially traveling. You know, you don't have family nearby, you don't have a house or whatever. You need emergency comms. People take them on hikes. We already mentioned the soldiers, even like border patrol people and so on. So there are 1,000 uses for it. And like I said, I won't travel without them.
Yeah.
Both the bivy stick and a sat phone in my vehicle.
Yeah. Recently, some of our travelers went to Acapulco and they took the phone, the satellite phone with them. And they're like, yeah, I take it with me everywhere and I never use it. And man, did they ever need that. They got hit with a... They went to bed, it was a tropical storm. The next morning it was
Cat 5.
Yeah, and all cell towers, everything was down. And
wow.
They were able to use the satellite phone to get help and to try to get out of there. So that was, we got a lot of stories. We got a lot of our customers, you know, emailing us and telling us that, So you never know.
You never know. That's the thing. The situation can change dramatically, very rapidly. And I would say to our audience, I think one of the big risks right now is the civil unrest following infrastructure collapse, which could include banking infrastructure. You know, if the banks shut down, or if the SNAP, you know, food stamp cards stop working for 72 hours, you know, what's the average American city going to look like? It's going to be chaos. And you know, it's going to be a very difficult situation. You don't want to be near that, and you want to have backup comms.
Yeah. We do get a lot of questions on that. Also, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. People tell us, well, you know, what if the banking system did go down? How am I going to pay my bill? Are you going to turn me off? The answer is no. We're not going to turn anyone off. If the banking system or if the grid went down, we're going to, you know, wait it out. If things come back to normal 3 or 4 months later, we'll settle the bill at that time. But we're not going to turn people off if the grid did go down.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, that is a question that people asked me too. So you got that, folks. Even if the banks go down and all the credit cards stop working, the satellite phone store is not going to disconnect your service.
No.
So
no, we're not going to do that.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to have a business when things come back.
Well,
so we're not going to.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned 3 to 4 months. I mean, that's an interesting guess. You know, I interview a lot of people and some people think the outage that's coming might only be 2 weeks and other people think it's 2 years. You know?
Well, if it's 2 years, it's 2 years. We wait it out. And
if
when things get back to normal, we'll settle the bill at that point.
Can you imagine a two-year comms outage?
Yeah. I mean, that would be insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Especially for the youth in America, I don't think they can handle a two-minute outage of Wi-Fi.
No. Yeah.
Like, it's not working.
Yeah. Yeah. My son lost his phone and he didn't call me. And I'm like, why didn't you call me? He's like, well, how am I going to get your number? I lost my phone. I'm like, really? Yeah.
Wow. You don't remember people's numbers.
Nothing. Yeah. They've.
Hey, Rhodey, how you doing? Rhodey likes to say hello.
Hi, Rhodey.
Yeah. How you doing, Ro? What you up to? Yeah. This is also an emergency infrastructure augmentation being right here. Like when the cell towers go down, I'm pretty sure he will still be active as well.
Yep. Yeah, he can manage.
Yeah,
I think he'll be just fine. Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
He'll actually be happy. He'll get more attention.
Hey, have you seen the baby sticks? What do you think? Okay, they passed the sniff test.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Whoa. All right, good job, Rhodey. Hold on. Well, thank you, Tina. Sorry about
that. That's okay.
He gets crazy around this time. He's like, it's time to go play.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing things. Thank you for what you do and for helping so many of our customers.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I also want to mention that we are going to keep these prices up for 1 week.
Oh.
These are a little bit more discounted than normal.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're about 10 to 15% less than what we normally put them out there for. So we are going to leave them up there for 1 week.
All right, then, depending,
because
we may run this from time to time for a few weeks. So I'll just tell the audience, check the prices at sat123.com.
Yeah, yeah.
But
please
move quickly if you want to get the specials.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll leave them for 1 week after this goes on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, thank you so much. And
all right.
Thanks so much for having me. Beautiful
Absolutely.
Studio.
Oh, yeah. We love it here.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming by. So thank all of you for supporting our sponsors, such as the Satellite Phone Store, and for supporting this platform, Brighteon.com. Rhodey's going to drag me out of here in just a minute. It's ring time, as you can see. Here he is. Look at that. Okay, it's time to go. So thank you for watching today. And take care, everybody. Be well. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you so much.
Good boy, Ro. Good boy.
All right.
Yes.